The 105th mitzvah is that the shechvat zera, the sperm, is tameh. It defiles a person. The 106th mitzvah is that a woman's flow is also tameh. The 107th mitzvah is that a dead person is also tameh. The 108th mitzvah is that the waters of the red cow, the para aduma, they defile someone who's pure and they purify someone who is defiled. Now this only applies to Tumas Meis. If he is defiled Tumas Meis, then they purify him. And most of the laws of this Tumah and Tahara, says the Rambam, are clarified in the Torah. The Ravid says, why doesn't he consider it two mitzvot? The idea that it makes those pure defiled and those defiled pure. The 109th mitzvah is that one becomes pure from the tum'ot, from his defilement, by going to mikvah water. The 110th mitzvah is that the purity of the tzara'at, be it the human being, be it the tzara'at of the house, is through the whole process with cedar wood and hyssop grass and red string and the two birds and the spring water. That's what the Torah says. This is the process of purifying the mitzvah. The 111th mitzvah is that the person who has tzaraas has to shave off all his hair on the seventh day of his purification. The 112th mitzvah is that the person who has tzaraas has to make himself known to the public by tearing his clothing, growing his hair, declaring to everyone, I'm tameh. All the, and the Rambam says this applies not only to the mitzvah, but also to everyone else who is defiled. The 113th mitzvah is that we should make a para aduma so that we have the ashes ready to purify people. The 114th is that if a person says, I will give erech of a certain person as a donation, so then there's a set amount that he gives. So what did we learn today? We learned from the 105th mitzvah through the 114th. That sperm is tameh, the flow is woman's flow is tameh, the deceased are tameh, the waters of the red heifer purify and defile, which the Ravid say should be two mitzvot, that purification comes through the mikvah water, that tzaras of the human or the house has the procession to purify it, that a mitzorah shaves off all his hair on the seventh day, that a mitzorah should make himself known by tearing his clothing, growing his hair, and declaring he's tameh, and so do all other defiled people, that we should prepare the ashes of the para aduma, and that there's a set amount that a person gives as a donation when he says donation with the terminology of erech.